Back at Durham Bulls Athletic Park in Durham, North Carolina. Drew Titsworth battled his way through five innings, now leaves with a lead. As Clemson will go to the bullpen, they'll bring in left-hander B.J. Bailey to try and hold it down with the Tigers up 4-3 as we head to the home half of the sixth. Dave Pulaski back with you. B.J. Bailey making his 18th appearance on the season, 2-4 record with a 5.18 ERA. Facing numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the NC State order. And first pitch swinging, a pop-up on the first base side just beyond the dugout. And three rows up into the seats as Chris McHugh falls behind 0-1. Clemson middle of the pack in the ACC and team ERA at 4.93 on the season. NC State just above them at 4.87. A lot of similarities between these two teams. Home runs nearly even entering play today. Wolfpack have a bit better team batting average at 289 compared to Clemson's 276. And McHugh fouls it right back to the screen. It's now 0-2. The big difference comes in the running game. Clemson with 75 stolen bases on the year entering play today. NC State mostly station to station, just 28 swipes. Hughes 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. He'll make his way back into the right-handed batter's box. B.J. Bailey, graduate student, played two seasons at Spartanburg Methodist College before coming over to Clemson. And McHugh fouls one off his leg and now is hobbled as the count remains 0-2. Home plate umpire Craig Barron will walk the baseball out to B.J. Bailey and says, hey, I'm just going to give him a moment here. He fouled it right off the top of his shoe, and then it popped up off his shoe and hit him on the underside of the batting helmet brim. A double whammy on that one. So now the trainer will make sure that McHugh's okay. So will Craig Barron, who says, hey, please bring me a couple more baseballs as he wants to kill some more time. Round of applause for McHugh as he gets back into the box. Clemson wearing the orange jerseys today. Tigers spelled out in purple script lettering on the front. Purple numbers with a white outline on the back. And now the 0-2 to McHugh bounces in the dirt. McHugh skips out of the way. It's now one ball and two strikes. Clemson with purple caps, the orange capital C with a white outline on the front. White pants with purple and orange stripes down the sides. B.J. Bailey with a 1-2. And McHugh chops it in the hole between third and short for a base hit. It eluded the dive of Andrew Chufo and made its way into left field. And Chris McHugh, who endured some pain during that at-bat, ends up getting the last laugh with a leadoff single. Tying run on at first base for Elliott Avent, as Josh Hogue will now step to the plate. Hogue is 1-for-2, a line out to center. Back in the first inning, then a single and a run scored in the fourth. First pitch is over at the knees for a strike. 0-1. Wolfpack in red tops, spelling out NC State in italicized capital letters on the front. White letters, white numbers on the front and the back. And now the pitch to Hogue is off the outside corner with a slider. One ball, one strike. NC State in white pants with black and red stripes down the side. White caps with a red brim and the Tuffy the Wolf logo on the front of the crown. Now the 1-1. And Hogue swings and misses as that pitch darted in at 83. Counts now 1-2. B.J. Bailey missed the entire 2024 season for Clemson with an injury. Pitch misses in the dirt. Blocked down by Jacob Jarrell. So far the hero of the day for Clemson. Solo homer for the Tigers in the top half of this inning, giving Clemson a 4-3 lead. Now NC State trying to respond. 2-2 count against Josh Hogue. And he fights one off, fouling it to the screen. Two balls and two strikes, it stays. NC State swept Clemson during the regular season meetings in Raleigh. A 14-4 run rule win in the opener on April 24th. And now the pitch to Hogue, and he hits a hard line drive down toward the right field corner. It's going to roll, and it's cut off shy of the warning track by Wentworth. Hustling around second into third is McHugh, and jogging into second with a double is Josh Hogue. And NC State has runners at second and third with nobody out here in the sixth inning. A rope of a double by Hogue as he yanks it down the right field line. Good job by Wentworth making a sliding stop at the edge of the warning track to cut it off shy of the fence. But now runners at second and third with nobody out, and the cleanup man in the Wolfpack order, Justin DiCrisio, stepping up. Wolfpack fans getting into a lather, but Jarrell will walk out to the mound to try and calm him down. As the Wolfpack chants emerge from this partisan red-clad crowd. 4-3 Clemson, bottom half of the sixth inning. But the Pack threatening with two in scoring position and nobody out. Meeting at the mound has adjourned. Now activity will begin in the Clemson bullpen yet again. B.J. Bailey trying to lock it down for Drew Titsworth, who left with a 4-3 lead after five innings. Now it's Justin DiCrisio. And the first pitch, up high, ball one. 90 miles an hour from Bailey. Now Bailey from the stretch with the 1-0. And DiCrisio hits a line drive into left field. That'll fall for a base hit. One run scores. They're going to hold up Hogue at third base. And Justin DiCrisio ties the game up with an RBI single. It's 4-4 in the sixth. Second RBI of the day for DiCrisio. Now 42 on the season, and this roller coaster ride continues in Durham. And now Alex Sosa, with many in red standing and making all kinds of noise to get to B.J. Bailey. Runners at the corners, still nobody out, and a run in. And this has turned into the heavyweight bout that we thought it was going to be. And now loud boos. As Eric Backich will make his way out of the dugout on the first base side. Backich is going to have a heart-to-heart with Bailey now. It has been a back-and-forth battle. Clemson scored a run in the second inning to get things started. NC State responded with two in the bottom of the fourth. Clemson then came back with two in the top of the fifth. The Pack scored one in the bottom of the fifth to tie the game at three. Solo homer by Jacob Jarrell in the top of the sixth gave Clemson a 4-3 lead. And now Justin DiCrisio's RBI single has tied the game at four. Might come down to who gets the final punch in this game. As Eric Backich is going to make a move to the bullpen. B.J. Bailey didn't have it. Didn't retire a batter in the three that he faced. will have a new arm coming in for the Clemson Tigers. We'll tell you about him after this timeout. 4-4 ball game. NC State and Clemson deadlocked in the sixth. You're listening to the 2025 ACC Baseball Tournament. Welcome back to an energized Durham Bulls Athletic Park. 4-4 game between Clemson and NC State in the bottom of the sixth inning. Dave Pulaski back with you. Tigers turning to the bullpen yet again. B.J. Bailey failed to retire a batter in the three he faced, and now it'll be Lucas Malstadt to try and lock things down, making his team-leading 25th appearance this year. 2-0 record with a 2.18 ERA and 15 saves. He's their closer. And he will inherit runners at first and third with nobody out and a run in the sixth inning. And Alex Sosa at the plate. And the first pitch, sidearm sling, and it misses up high for ball one. Malstead, right-hander, working from the extreme first base side of the rubber. And the 1-0, popped up foul behind home. One ball, one strike. You can get a sense of the importance of this game for both teams. They are using their dudes on the mound. The 1-1. Sosa lifts it down the left field side, slicing foul into the stands. Ball will bounce at the foot of the Mezcalito Cantina down the left field line. And the count now 1-2. Clemson battling to be a regional host. Currently around 11th or 12th, depending on who you ask in the NCAA tournament projections. Now the 1-2. And Sosa fouls it back. It stays one ball and two strikes. Clemson has won four in a row, but they had stumbled a little bit prior to that. Six wins in the last 10 games, but like we said, a four-game winning streak. Ended the regular season with a sweep of Pitt up in Pittsburgh. Now the pitch in the dirt. It squirts through the legs of Gerald and goes off the foot of Craig Barron and stays right in the home plate area. Josh Hoag puts his hands on his hips in disbelief that he couldn't advance on that pitch. In the meantime, it's now 2-2. Now Malstead with the delivery. Sosa line drive. That's going to get over the second baseman's head into right center field for a base hit. Trotting in to score is Hoag. It's an RBI single for Sosa, and NC State's retaking the lead. It's 5-4 in the sixth inning. We are seeing rope upon rope upon rope. Four consecutive hits for the Wolfpack here in the sixth. And now Braden Frazeman. Like we said, Lucas Malstadt is Eric Backich's guy on the back end of the bullpen. He won't go anywhere. Now squaring a bunt is Frazeman. Pops it up foul. It lands near the ACC baseball logo midway up the first base line. Gerald gave it a spirited effort to try and catch that ball, but it ends up landing in the grass for a foul. It's 0-1. Malstadt, a former Wofford Terrier before transferring to Clemson. Native of Ormond Beach, Florida. 6'3", 175-pound senior, sidewinder. And now Braden Frazeman after an offensive conference near the third base dugout. Now Elliot Avent comes out of the dugout to have a quick word with Craig Barron. NC State currently a number two seed in the national conversation. RPI hovering around 30. A win here would certainly help their regional hosting chances. They would probably also have to at the very least, beat number one seed Georgia Tech on Saturday in the semifinals should they advance. Now a fake and a throw to second on a pickoff play. And getting back is DeCresio. It remains 0-1 against Braden Frazeman. Frazeman, the junior right fielder, starting his 50th game of the season. Trying to help the Wolfpack cause. Now up 5-4 with two runs in the sixth. And the pitch. Frazeman, not bunting there, takes a pitch up high for ball one. All kinds of misdirection and motion by the Clemson defense. Trying to either distract Frazeman or DeCresio at second base. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Two runs in. Wolfpack up 5-4 in the sixth. Ballstedt delivers. Frazeman hits a hard ground ball to short. Fielded by Chufo on to second, then over to first. And that is double play number four turned by the Tigers defense this evening. All that movement, and Andrew Chufo gets into the perfect fielding position. Who then flips to Purify onto Crichton for the 6-4-3. Second double play that Frazeman has bounced into tonight. And now Matt Austinfort will bat with a runner at third base and two outs. That has dampened the mood of the Wolfpack fans, at least momentarily. First pitch. Backdoors over the outside corner for a strike. A season-high four double plays turned by Clemson here tonight. Now the 0-1. This is low. 78 miles an hour on that pitch. Counts now 1-1. Austinfort does not have an official at-bat yet tonight. He's walked twice. And the pitch is on the outside corner again. 78 miles an hour as it bends over the outer part of the plate. Counts now 1-2. Malstedt, right arm dangling to his side as he takes a sign. Now delivers a 1-2. Down low, two balls, two strikes. Justin DeCresio, whose RBI single tied the game at four earlier in the inning before the pack went in front 5-4, stands at third base. 2-2. Inside, ball three. Alex Sosa then followed it up with an RBI single over second baseman Jaron Purify. And that gave the pack the lead. Three, two. Outside corner called strike three. Went back to the backdoor slider. And Lucas Malstedt able to limit the damage here in the sixth inning. Wolfpack retake the lead, however, with two runs. And as we head to the seventh, this back-and-forth battle continues. It's 5-4 NC State over Clemson. You're listening to the 2025 ACC Baseball Tournament.